Voices that inspire the extended interview.
I'm Alia Salce. I'm currently a student at TCC, and I'm also a dedicated member of the TCC forensics team.
So you came to TCC because you are in the TCC to FSU program, right?
Yes, correct.
So tell me a little bit how that works.
So how it works is if you go to TCC as a transfer student, they essentially, depending on your major, they're going to give you a pathway. So it's like a schedule for the 2 years you're going to be at TCC before you transfer to FSU. So each semester is like planned and laid out for you so you have the exact amount of credits and the exact amount of experience and knowledge based on your major that you need before you go to FSU. There's specific advisors for it. There's you meet with them before every semester starts in case you want to change anything, in case there's anything that changes within the program. Like right now they changed the name. It doesn't really affect it too much, but you know, things are always changing. But it's extremely helpful. They always want to make sure that you transfer on the time that you want to, and they want to make it as easy as possible for you.
And I have heard that the TCC students who transfer into FSU actually outperform students who go to FSU from the start.
I have heard that too. I'm not surprised. I feel like the professors at TCC are honestly so incredible. Like, I've only been here for a semester and a half, and the amount of community and support that you get from staff on TCC and from professors is, it's insane. I couldn't have picked a better place to be.
So what are you interested in?
So I'm interested in a lot of different things. Primarily, I'm very passionate about social justice work and politics. It's something that I've always been very involved in. I think that it's very important, especially as someone who's young, to be involved in things that are going on in our world right now, things that affect us all. Even if it's not affecting you directly, I think that as human beings, we have a moral imperative to talk about things and to care about things that are affecting people around us, even if it doesn't affect you directly. Like, we're all human beings at the end of the day, and anyone that's being affected by something in a negative way, they should be advocated for.
So you're interested in something that's really on the hotbed right now, social justice issues. Do you get pushback from your fellow students or family members when you say this is something you're interested in?
I've never gotten pushback from fellow students before. From family members, definitely. My family is very opinionated, and they think that because I'm young, I don't know what I'm talking about. Even if I'm the one that's done the research and done the work and participated in activities that give me the knowledge on these topics, because they're older than me, they believe that they know more than I do and I have no business talking about things.
Sort of the age-old issue of young versus old, you know, that sort of that divide of people thinking they, you know, you don't know anything yet. You don't know what's good for you. It's a hard world out there.
Yeah, literally. It's even more exacerbated because I'm Hispanic, and I think in our culture, because of the places that Latin American countries have been in when it comes to governments and the political climate, a lot of the older people that live through these dictatorships and these systems of corruption, that's all that they've known. So they think that that's okay and that's just the norm. So when you're challenging that idea, they see it as being extremely disrespectful.
That's a good point to bring up. So have your family members heard you when you've taken on some of these forensic challenges to see how well prepared you are to debate these issues?
My parents have both heard me in debate rounds. They both have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, but they're very proud because they say that I seem like I know what I'm talking about, which I think is compliment enough. No one else in my family has ever heard me because I actually get very nervous when people I know can see me or are watching me perform. So I would just rather no one I know, not even teammates, like sit in for a round because it makes me really nervous.
So tell me the parts of the forensic that you're really kind of you enjoy the most at this point.
The parts that I enjoy the most have to be debate and limited prep. I really like debate because I think the most important aspect is not even winning, but I think debate is a very educational thing. I think that being able to talk about things that are seen as heavy and break it down the issue and figure out the impacts, figure out the links among the issue and see it from both sides. Whether or not you agree with what you're saying or agree with the other person is saying, you're getting that perspective. And I think that it's really important to get that perspective because someone might say something that you would have never thought of and it just makes the issue that much more interesting.
So as you were talking, it made me think. So when you are out with friends or in a conversation and you hear people say things that you know are not right or maybe not fact-based, how do you navigate that? Because that's sort of your whole thing. I mean, you want to be able to debate somebody on the facts, on the issues that are real, not sort of made-up stuff. So how do you navigate that in your day-to-day life?
It's not easy. I have to pick and choose my battles because honestly, some people truly just don't want to learn. They swear that they know everything that they're saying is true and they're just very innate and stuck in their ways. So I'm never going to put myself in a position where I'm talking to a wall. So in the beginning, I'll always try to educate someone because I think that saying things that are not true when you're miseducated is one of the most dangerous things you can do because say that in front of the wrong person and it can turn into something very ugly. So in the beginning, I'll always try to educate someone. But if after that they don't listen, I have to pick and choose my battles when it comes to it. I can't save everybody.
Nope. You're just one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't take that all on. So how do you keep yourself informed? What's your way of educating yourself?
I like to do the same thing my captain Allison does. I like to look at the news as much as I can every day, finding credible sources and looking at different sources for the same article or the same topic to see, like, what's the most common thing? What are the similarities and what are the actual facts that are being repeated? Because it's very hard to find articles and find sources that you can trust and that are unbiased. I think especially right now, we're seeing a lot of sources and news places that are coming from a very biased perspectives. And I know exactly what my beliefs are and where I stand, but I still want to get the most neutral and general way to be informed as possible because that's the most accurate information I'm going to get.
Have you always had interest in the news or did this develop like coming into this program, into forensics? Like what drove that interest?
I definitely had it before I joined the TCC forensics team. I was captain of my debate team in high school. I think it really came about towards the end of middle school, beginning of high school. I grew up in the Caribbean and so I saw a lot of very unfair things. It's interesting because when I moved to the U.S. 2 years ago, I saw people be so upset about certain injustices here. But I grew up in a place where injustice is just, it's that, but it's just exacerbated to a completely different level because of the way governments work in Latin America. And people don't say anything about it because in our culture, our people are just used to being quiet because no one listens. And so I come to a place where people are actually speaking up and they care about it. And I'm like, whoa, that's different. Like, I never felt like I had a voice. So I became really passionate about that. It all really started with feeling like I didn't have a voice and then realizing I did. And it's important for me to use it because generations before me felt like they didn't have one either.
Yeah, that's a pretty huge wake up for someone your age to witness. Yeah. And I can see where your parents and your family then, that probably makes them nervous. A little bit, you know, for you to have a voice. Because you have a voice, people might react to it. How are they going to react? Will you be safe? All those issues that come up with that.
Yeah, it's true. I have an uncle that has very interesting beliefs. I'm going to say they're unique. And his favorite thing to do whenever he sees me is just like challenge every single thing that I believe in. And he thinks it's funny. I don't know what he gets out of it because at the end of the day, he has no idea what he's talking about. I don't know where he gets his information from. Honestly, he makes a lot of the stuff up. I don't see the fun in like poking at me because I'm someone who's well-informed. I literally do this for fun. It's my hobby. I'm on the forensics team. So I don't understand how, you know, he's an adult and he's just poking fun at a girl who's trying to make the world a better place, honestly.
Yeah, it's probably his own insecurity, it'd be my guess.
Honestly,
you know,
yes.
You know, he's challenged that you are smart, one, you're a woman, and that you are doing this out of a passion and knowledge. I'm sure that's a little threatening to him.
I agree.
So what's next for you? What do you hope, like, in the next few years? Tell me a little bit of your dream.
So my goal has always been to go to law school. I really want to be a lawyer. I specifically am interested in becoming an appellate attorney, so a criminal defense attorney that specializes in appeals, overturning wrongful convictions, helping people get more lenient sentences, anyone who is wronged by the system. I've always been extremely passionate about criminal justice reform. I think that our system is broken. It's not doing what it's supposed to, and, you know, not enough people are doing the work to fix it. And I want to be one of those people that actually puts their best foot forward to fix it. Another thing that I'm very, very passionate about is giving back to my people. You know, I grew up in Latin America, as I've said 1,000 times. And I've just seen people live in conditions that no one should be living in and do things that are just so unfair. And I think one of the biggest problems where I'm from is education. Just the lack of access to education, a fair education. The public education system in my country is a hot mess. And something I would love to do is just push for education reform, maybe build schools in certain areas so that more people can become educated, so that it's easier for them to get jobs, so they're not living in these completely ridiculous conditions, because no one deserves to live that way.
So you have a lot of things you think about. What keeps you inspired? What keeps you going? What keeps you caring?
I want to say my grandparents. My grandparents came here a long time ago. My grandmother came here when she was in her early 20s, and my mom was just 2 years old. And then my dad's parents came here when they were both, like, fully adults, not a drop of English, no money to their name. And they worked extremely hard in order for their kids to have a good future and to have opportunities that they didn't have. And my parents didn't go to college. You know, I'm a first-generation student, so they weren't able to do the things that their parents wanted for them. So I want to be able to be that kid, be the person in my family that makes it worth it for my grandparents. You know, I want to make them proud. I want to make my family proud and my country proud, because not enough people know about things going on where I'm from. Not enough people even know where it is. I've had people ask me if it's in Africa, and it's right under Florida. I mean, come on.
What is your home country?
So I'm from Dominican Republic. It shares the island with Haiti, mm-hmm. Exactly, Hispaniola. And people have asked me if it's in Africa. People have asked me if it's in South America. It's right under Florida. Like, it's not that serious. But that's exactly that motivates me as well. I want people to know exactly where I'm from. I want people to care about where I'm from, because they'll go to Punta Cana for vacation and drink their piña coladas and then come back home like it's nothing. But Dominican Republic is such an amazing place. But there's so many things going on there and things that matter. You know, we shouldn't just be talking about these bigger countries and things that are happening in those bigger countries. I think that that's important, but there's so much going on in these smaller places in the world, but no one talks about it. And that's something my grandparents have always told me about, like the way that they grew up and the things that they saw. Like, my great grandmother's alive and she lived through a dictatorship in Dominican Republic, and she tells me about things that she went through there, but no one knows about it. You know, I've talked about that dictatorship in tournaments, and judges will always be like, I never knew about him. That's the first time I heard that name. You know, so being able to spread awareness on things like that and make people aware of where I'm from and make my grandparents proud of me making people aware of where I'm from, that's a huge motivation for me.
Any final thoughts you want to leave us with?
I think that every person has something that they're passionate about. As human beings, we have to have something that we care about, something that we're passionate about. When people hear public speaking or debate, they think that they have to be this crazy, outspoken, extroverted person. You don't. If there's something that you care about and something that you're passionate about, I strongly urge you to talk to someone on the TCC forensics team about joining, so you can talk about that, so your voice can be heard, because it matters. And all these things that we talk about are important.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. My name is Alia Salce, and I am a dedicated member of the TCC Forensics Team.